This episode of the Hard Drive DL is brought to you by our friends at Napa Auto Parts. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio podcast. My name is Paulie Walnuts, and I am so glad you've decided to join us because we are going to take you once again backstage at Rock on the Range. It's always a blast to go out there. We always have a lot of fun, and yeah, it's a lot of work because we're running around doing interviews with bands all day. We don't really get to see a lot of the bands play, but I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of fun, too. It is. Don't feel bad for us. Anywho, first up, we got Lou Brutus sitting down with Chris Motionless of Motionless and White. They get to talk about their latest album, Graveyard Shift, and all the touring that they've been doing, and it's always great. I love listening to Chris talk because he's a genuinely nice human being, just a great guy. Hope you enjoy it.
Not the first time I've had the pleasure of speaking with this gentleman in the Artist Lounge at Rock on the Range in Columbus, Ohio. Chris Motionless of Motionless and White. You're one of my favorite people to see. How are you?
It is indeed. I believe it's our third time, so it's a landmark today. The big three.
I got to say, you're in mostly rock star clothing, a great leather jacket, but you're not wearing you're not dialed into a three-piece suit because I know how much you like nice threads.
I tried something different and I immediately regret it because I'm sweating to death. So perhaps I should have gone back to maybe just a t-shirt and shorts. I don't know. Rockstar life should have been on a break for the heat today.
You know what? Sometimes the juxtaposition of, because you have great ink, and makeup, of course. I remember having dinner with you in Las Vegas, and so you had that look going, but you had on like a polo shirt and nice shorts, sort of like a preppy thing. And again, the juxtaposition, it's kind of a cool look.
I always think it's cool when people that are just part of the alternative community, whether it be aesthetically or whatever it is, look nice. I don't know. I think it's awesome. I think it's becoming actually more popular as the years go by. I see dudes that are just head to toe tattooed, wearing suits and just nicer clothes. I think it's cool. I mean, who doesn't like a guy dressed up? And I know the ladies certainly appreciate it. So yeah, looks great.
I always kid on Halloween. You know, it's Halloween. The goth kids are all in chinos and polo shirts.
Yeah, I feel like, I've heard it all, but I'd rather look nice or at least look cool, in my opinion, than, no effort whatsoever to I don't know. I guess there's a time and place for no effort, and I certainly show no effort when I'm in the bus or at home, there is no effort whatsoever, so I'll reserve it for then.
Well, as of the recording of this interview, I think you, the band, have had quite a bit of time to digest the finished Graveyard Shift album, and certainly now the fans have had a little bit of time to drink it all up. What's the reaction, A, inside the band? How are you feeling about it? Second part of the question, what kind of feedback are you getting from people?
I mean, for us in the band, it's just been such a long wait that I feel like we're already ready to work on the next one. Like, we've been working on this one for so long. We've had songs coming out from it for what seems like forever. And I know it's weird for us. It's different because we've just known the songs and we've heard them for almost a year now, whereas the fans are just hearing it for the first time, a lot of the songs. So it's been very interesting to see what it's like for us to have a year with these songs and them only to have 2 weeks now. It's just interesting to try to juggle, and I think that we need to remember that it's still fresh and it's still very brand new. The feedback from the fans so far has been mostly positive. A few people have sadly interpreted certain parts of the album negatively for reasons that I was just like, okay, that's very interesting, but I can't control how people hear our music, and there's a lot of people that don't want to like our music, which is very also interesting. And I'm just really happy that I've seen 90% of the feedback being positive, and that's really all that matters to me, is seeing that people are enjoying it and just seeing people coming out to the shows singing the words. That's all I care about. So I'm stoked.
Tell me about the creation of some of the artwork for it and the images around it, which I found just gorgeous and striking, and I thought very complimentary to the vibe of the music overall.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we were really trying to do with the whole artwork as a picture, is tell a story. And we did a contest where we had fans submit artwork, and There were so many different great options to pick from, but like I said, we were looking for something that we could have went even deeper and expanded on and tell us a bigger story, and that's exactly what we did. So thank you for that compliment. You know, we had the initial photo, and then we had more taken and worked in with what that one meant, and it just built the whole album packaging to tell what Graveyard Shift meant to us. And it's just another one of those things, like certain people understood and got the symbolism and got the metaphor that the whole Graveyard Shift thing was meant to have, and other people didn't get it and were just kind of like whatever about it. And that's just what you're going to have when you're an artist. You're never going to please everybody, and as long as you're happy, that's really about as much as you can ask for. So I'm really happy we found some stuff that we liked and got to use in the way that we did.
I would also have to think that once you have decided on that and it's sort of set in stone, then the artwork not only takes on a life of its own with the fans, but then you start to get to do more fun stuff with it. You start to create merch and stage banners and things like that. How deep do you like to get into that stuff?
We've actually never had really the opportunity to go that far in the past. This one, you know, currently the only, you know, we have a backdrop that is reflective of the album cover. So I guess what's cool about this one is that the kid on the cover looks like he's a younger version of any one of us. And I think that in itself helps us bring that to life when we go up there, is that you're just seeing this visual representation of the band on the cover in a different way. And as far as maybe what we might do around it in the future, I'm not sure yet. But at least when you see us, it looks like just a matured adult version of that cover. So that's pretty cool in itself.
Necessary Evil is one of the better songs on the Graveyard Shift album. And certainly it must have been a lot of fun conscripting Jonathan Davis into this. How did the whole thing happen?
yes, very a lot of fun. Very surprising to me that it actually still... to this day that it happened. We did a tour with Korn September, October last year, and I think just seeing them just inspired me when working on that song. And Korn's always been a big influence to our band, very, very obvious influence on our material in the past. So I had the song, I was working on the vocals, and I was just like, man, I just hear him on this song. I don't know if it was just because he was fresh in my mind from the tour, and knowing that the coolest thing ever was that he was just such a great guy on the tour. The whole band was so great to us. The whole tour is just one of our favorite tours ever, and I think when we came off of that, I was just riding that high, and really wanted to incorporate him into one of the songs. I mean, that's something that I would have always liked to have done, but it made perfect sense with this song to me. So, I wrote the parts and I reached out, and he was like, yep, I'll do it. So I sent the list of everything. I was like, here's all the stuff you could do, whatever you want, do it. And he sent back what he wanted, what he picked out, and I was just like, wow, this is real. Yeah, this is a reality that Jonathan is on one of my songs now. It's just crazy to me. So I'm very grateful, and I think that he took the song from like a level whatever to level 10,000. So very, very many thanks to Jonathan Davis.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.
Backstage Rockin' the Range 2017, I'm Lou Brutus. Head from Korn joins me. Nice to see you again.
Lou Brutus, a lot of years. What's going on?
Not too much. If you would, tell me the story. Fieldy was about to tell me himself, but he was unable to do some shows, and Ty Trujillo filled in for him, who I thought did a marvelous job, and I spoke to his dad at length last week about it, Robert, who is terribly proud of him. Kind of tell me the circumstances and how it worked out.
You know, it was crazy. It was like, it just came out of the blue. Fieldy was, you know, he had some family, some personal things going on, and so what happened was we ran into Robert, and Robert introduced Fieldy to Ty. And he's like, you got to hear my son play bass, man. He's like, he's just running with it on his own. You know, Robert didn't like show him everything he knows. He just kind of has it, you know. And so Fieldy had it in his head because he knew the shows were coming up. And he was like, he goes, what do you guys think about this 12-year-old kid, Robert's son? And we were like, 12 years old? How's that going to work, you know? And, but it just, you know, we decided to look him up online and everything. And so we saw that he could actually shred, And the first step was to get together with him. So he comes over to Fieldy's house. And Fieldy has, like, lives with, like, 19 people at his house. So just his family. He's just one of those people that's like, come on, everybody live with me. So there was, like, a crowd set up in his living room, you know, like 20 people or something. And Ty just played the corn songs that he knew. And then we got together. Monkey got together with him at Robert's house. And then they came to a sound check in Orange County at House of Blues, and we played four or five songs with him. He just nailed it. And so we were like, man, this can really happen. And that's how it came about.
You know, one last thing about it, because I think anybody who's interested in music from a time when they're a kid knows other kids who are real good players. However, you need that extra something to be able to go out and do it in front of people and then do it successfully, like on another level with a band like Korn. Why do you think he was able to do it, you know, other than, you know, play the notes by himself in front of family members to going out in front of a lot of people? Big difference. Why do you think he was able to do it?
I think that, you know, he had some he was in a band, you know, he's got his other little band going right now. So he's played shows like Robert got him on, like, I think Lollapalooza and everything. So he's got experience. That's the word I was looking for. He's got experience. And so I remember when I was 15, man, and I did a show in front of like 50 people at some little club. And I couldn't even look up. I was scared. I was so scared. And see, this 12-year-old, I would just, even during the show, I'd look over at him and kind of watch him, you know, and just be like, how's he doing this? He's 12. And he's like, not even, he wasn't even nervous. I was like, you nervous, man? The first show, he's like, nah, I'm not nervous. Only like right before the show, a little bit, but other than that, no. And I was like, Robert, you nervous? He's like, man, I'm way more nervous than this kid. So it was cool, man.
Tell me about this run coming up with Stone Sour. I'm so excited to see this. I'm going to be in several cities for it, including out in Pocatello, Idaho, where I've never been before. I hear it's gorgeous out there. But this should be a fun run, I think.
Dude, we're so stoked. And I just heard the new Stone Sour music coming out, and I'm just, it's so good. And, you know, just, I love it because it has kind of a, the tour has kind of a family values thing, because it's got, you know, we got Stone Sour, Korn, then we got this Yellow Wolf over here, and then we got, you know, the baby metal. And so it's like different styles. It's not, you're not going to get the same thing. It's not repetitive. And so I think even if some of those bands aren't your favorite bands, they're entertaining live, you know? And so we're really stoked about it. We're going to rock it, man. And we got production that we've been working on for weeks. I think it's going to blow people's mind. Just something new.
You know, I'm so happy for you guys. There's been a tremendous, I think, I don't know if renaissance or resurgence or something is the right word, but it certainly seems like the last several years that Korn has been having more fun than I think I ever saw you guys have, going back to when we were all young pups with, you know, less wrinkles.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'll take my wrinkles. It means more wisdom.
Yeah. But it's feeling good, I think.
It, man, it's so good, and we feel the resurgence, too. It's just, I like how you said, like, it's not about the popularity, it's about having the fun. And you said that first, and that rings true with me, because if we're doing this and we're popular and everything, but we're miserable, then what's the point, you know? And, you know, we're just everyone's talking about Chris Cornell and everything, and just life is so short, and if you're not in a good headspace, man, it's not worth it. Life's not worth it. So we are so thankful to be doing good right now, and a lot more years to come, man, for Korn.
One last thing. Can you give us any insight into the creation of Black is the Soul?
Oh, wow. I remember a funny thing is we were in Bakersfield, California when we did it. And a funny thing is my mom's birthday was the day that we wrote it on. And so the song was called Mary Ellen Thrash. I don't know why, but my mom's name is Mary Ellen. And so that was the working title. And I just think it just came from, like, me or Monkey just jamming around with Ray, you know, and doing the wah or the whammy thing we do. And so the song, it came pretty quick. I think it just took, like, 3 or 4 hours. But we hit some days where we would write crap or nothing. And so when songs come quick, we know it's like just the energy flowing through us, and we're thankful. And that was one of them.
Many thanks once again to Monkey of Korn for coming by and hanging out on Hard Drive DL. It was cool to be a fly on the wall for that conversation with him and Lou as we're hanging out backstage in the Korn dressing room, which is pretty much the biggest set of rooms that they have back there at the stadium where they host Rock on the Range every year. So it's always cool to go back there and see what they're doing. And honestly, the dressing room's not that exciting. It's usually just a bunch of people sitting around, eating a fruit plate, drinking some water. Maybe there's a TV. Backstage is not insane like you think it is. It's, you know, these guys work their asses off. They're on the road all the time. Sometimes when you get a moment to just sit down and relax, you take it. Anywho, want to thank you for listening to Hard Drive DL. We bring you great interviews every week, and we're very proud of what we do here. And if you like what you hear, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Maybe give us a thumbs up, give us some stars, leave us a review. Tell us what you like about the show, or maybe what you think we could do a little better. It's fine. We can take a little constructive criticism. On top of that, you want to check out anything Hard Drive Radio related, always check us out at harddriveradio.com. That's our home on the internet. You can also find us at Hard Drive Radio at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where we're always posting cool stuff and pictures from Lou's camera and whatnot. Until next time, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paulie Walnuts, and this has been Hard Drive DL.
This is Hard Drive DL. Check out more. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app or visit harddriveradio.com.